Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
That should help you wake up. Every now and then we get people who will write in and compliment our music selection. Producer Jay has some of his own creations that he uses at the top of the hour, some of his own montages with music, musical montages, if you will, because it's like theater. Or we have some left over that you may recognize from years back. We call them old school. They come from the brain and the creativity of Isaac, who used to work with us when we first started After Hours and then abruptly departed because he was pursuing a different dream. I keep waiting for producer Jay to abruptly depart and telling me he's pursuing a different dream. I once had this conversation with producer Jay about seeing himself doing this job in 5 years, and his exact response was, oh my gosh, I hope not. That's what he said, I swear. So apparently 5 years is too much to invest in After Hours.
That was about 2 years ago.
So at any, no, it wasn't. It was a year ago. So you've only been here for 2 years. What are you talking about?
Like two years, a month or so.
Well, I guess if we're going back to when you began working on the show, then yes, it would be August of 21, correct?
Correct.
But you didn't officially get your full-time gig until after the boss got extremely mad at me because I wouldn't stop pestering him about it.
It was like December.
I even accused the company of using you illegally.
It was borderline.
Like, is that even legal to ask him to work full time but not pay him or give him benefits? Oh, I got a really nasty email in response from the boss. It was. Anyway, it's been 2 years next month that you were officially full-time. But I guess our anniversary goes... Oh, I missed it this year. Whoopsie.
Oh, oops. Happy anniversary.
Oopsie. Wait a minute. You didn't say happy anniversary to me.
I just did.
Oh, late September, even though the date was actually August 15th, if I remember correctly.
It's the month later anniversary. Everyone knows that.
You're 6 weeks later, you mean?
Right.
6 weeks later. Last year, I took you to a baseball game. It was your year to say happy anniversary to me.
Did we establish that?
Yes.
All right.
Well, every other year.
Moving forward, I'll start with this year.
We'll just
recycle it.
Should I just keep my Christmas present of TSA pre-check to myself then?
No.
Oh, okay.
Totally unrelated.
I like how it works. I can give you gifts, bring cookies. You know what? I left that leftover pizza at home again. Sorry. My supreme pizza from the weekend. Actually, I put it in the freezer because if you can buy frozen pizza in a store, then I should be able to freeze my pizza too. So I did freeze it for a snack sometime in the near future.
Yeah, should be fine.
After my next run. I usually take off two weeks to a month. Last year, I took off, I did a 10K right on the heels of my half marathon in 22. And then I took off probably 3 months just because my knee was pretty bulky and I needed a break. But no, other than the fact that my shoes are just now drying, and I'm having flashbacks from running in the middle of a tropical storm, I got no physical maladies. My toes were a little, like some parts of my toes, I could tell they were rubbing against each other in the wet. I didn't get any blisters, but a few of them were kind of sore, you know, and after that long of a distance, you have your toes kind of rubbing over and over in the same pattern. But for the most part, everything's good. I'm done being sore. I actually did cardio. I rode the bike on Monday. Wow. I was a little fatigued after that. I have zero desire to run right now. Let me just tell you that much. But otherwise, no ill effects except for the nightmares where I wake up screaming.
Never mind those.
Never mind those. I don't know what's worse, that or dreaming about Taylor Swift, because that happened.
Did that happen again to you?
No, it just happened on, well, I guess it was Monday afternoon when I was sleeping. Did you see the latest? I know a lot of people have been circulating the numbers about Travis Kelce jersey sales, and those would be Swifties. People who didn't know about Travis Kelce beforehand. Did you also know that right now his podcast with his brother is the number one podcast in the country? Duh. I mean, it was already top five, but now the Swifties want to know more about Travis Kelce, and so they're paying attention. I'm not sure if that helps or hurts his cause, but they are paying attention to the podcast now because they want to know more about Taylor's new BFF or boy toy. So I did see this as well. Shoot, wrong website. I saw this, and this goes, you know, every now and then we'll drop some NFL viewership numbers on you. But remember, the Chiefs-Bears game was a veritable blowout. It wasn't close at all. And Taylor Swift has nothing to do with that. That's because of how lopsided the Chiefs' offense clicked, looked really good in their return to Arrowhead Stadium. Remember, on the opening night, their game against the Detroit Lions, very disjointed, had very little rhythm and flow. But on this particular game, they looked more like the Chiefs that we have been watching and that we've known and loved for years. But the return was as much about them finding their groove as it was about the Bears just being god-awful and the fact that they really, you know, they right now can't match up. So I was reading through a TV website that I frequent just to kind of keep up with culture, I guess, pop culture. Not that right now you need to be on any type of a TV or pop culture website to know what's happening with Taylor Swift. But what I saw is that by far, and I'll have to find the numbers, but by far the game between the Chiefs and the Bears, as much as a blowout as it was the most watched game of the weekend. Of course it was. And according to like TV and industry peeps, it's because of Taylor Swift, which I think is ridiculous. I know that Fox show, was it on CBS or Fox? It was on Fox, right? Yeah, because Aaron Andrews did the interview with him afterwards. I know that Fox showed Taylor a bunch, but come on. Do you really think Swifties are that hardcore that they were sitting around waiting for her to be shown on camera?
It would appear so, right?
Or that they were captivated because she was there. So for that reason, they're watching the game to kind of understand what it is that makes her tick. Are they really that obsessed?
I don't know any like diehard Swifties like that, so I'm not like in that circle. I can't.
We work with a few. Did you know that?
I did know that, and yeah, apparently they are that obsessed. I mean, I've seen videos and stuff online of girls reacting to just watching Kelce and like seeing Taylor pop on the screen, and they just scream. They see her face and they scream. So they really, I think, we're sitting there waiting for the camera show Taylor.
Seriously, what is wrong with our society? Is she the modern-day version of the Beatles, for heaven's sake?
Something like that. Well, remember, what was it, a month or so ago when she was at that wedding in New Jersey, and word got out that she was there, and it ruined her entire friend's wedding.
But it was the rehearsal dinner, I thought.
Right, it was the rehearsal dinner.
It was the rehearsal the day before, yeah. Okay, so USA Today is giving credit to Taylor Swift for the reason that Chiefs and Bears was the top-rated game of the weekend. Now, it was the national Fox broadcast, which is usually the top-rated, either that afternoon window with Fox or CBS, whichever has the national game, it usually is the top-rated NFL game of the weekend. So just to be fair, this isn't an aberration. Whatever's in that window, it's the national game in the afternoon on Sunday, so it starts 4:25 Eastern, 1:25 Pacific, in this case, 3:25 Central Time, and it's always the top-rated game of the weekend. It just happens to have the most viewers of any of the NFL windows. So I don't know that that's a huge surprise, but the numbers are off the charts. more than 24 million viewers. More than 24 million viewers for a game that was so lopsided. I wonder if Patrick Mahomes likes to believe it's him. Or Travis Kelce can say to Taylor, look how many people are watching me. And she can say, actually, I don't know. Would you want to be in a relationship with someone who's as famous or more famous than you if you're a professional athlete? Does that hurt your ego? I don't think it bothers Russell Wilson. I think he's actually really proud of Ciara. Would you say Russ or Ciara is more famous?
Ciara, I would say. But I feel like they've kind of become this like
they're power a package combo, deal.
Power duo.
Right.
Yeah, kind of like a Beyonce, Jay-Z kind of deal where like you just think about them as one now.
Right. As popular as Beyonce was when they got married, Jay-Z was still
Jay-Z, they're both gigantic.
They are. Yeah. I think she certainly benefited from their relationship. Mm-hmm. But that's a different dynamic because it's man, like he's the more popular and the more famous and the more well known. Sometimes men are not okay with women who are famous or popular or make more money than they do.
Well, clearly Travis likes to, or at least he's trying to have a brand. It looks like he's going to get into media or some sort of something like that after football. So he clearly likes to be in the spotlight.
Do you think this is a ploy?
I mean, it's genius if it is. I think he actually genuinely likes her, but
How do you know that?
I just think. I mean, I have no idea.
You don't think
idea.
He's that calculated?
No. I mean,
he comes across as a big teddy bear.
No,
a loud teddy bear.
But I just, you know, this is incredible for his name, for his brand, for even after football, for now. It's,
Jay, that's so jaded of you. Jaded Jay. It's good for his brand. Maybe he really likes the girl.
I just said
woman. Maybe he really likes the woman, and it's not about brand or popularity, or he just is trying to find somebody who gets him. They have a soul connection.
I said the other day they passed
soulmates.
The eye test. So.
The eye test. That is not. What about the inside?
Well, I don't know that.
Travis Kelce needs to be in. He wants to be in touch with his feminine side. I don't even know what that means. He wants to be in touch with, you know, someone who gets him. Maybe she gets him.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Or maybe
you
not.
Jabroni.
Do you think she's asked him yet what jabroni means?
if we see jabroni in a Taylor Swift lyric somewhere in a song.
Oh, we know it's Travis.
That's when we know it's real.
Okay, so taking this one step further about the Fox broadcast. 24 million viewers, not that much of a surprise considering the power of the NFL. But according to Fox Sports, and they want you to know this, the game ranked first among females, 12 to 17, 18 to 34, and 18 to 49. And for those of you who don't know the industry, it's fine. It's shop talk. Those are your most coveted categories. Those are the ages. And it's not to diss older people, only that younger people, especially teenagers or young 20-somethings, they're the ones that very often move the needles when it comes to advertising dollars, right? So if you can get that group, if you can deliver that age range, especially among women, you can go to your advertisers and say, look, these are the categories, these are the age ranges, and the young women who are watching our broadcast, this is the best bang for your buck, the best bang for your advertising dollars, because those are the most coveted ages and females, especially when it's still in sports. I know that a third of NFL fans are women, and the numbers are probably going up, but it's long been a goal of sports leagues to tap into the earnings power of women. Even in households where we're talking about married couples, very often it's women who are determining how the money is spent. Maybe because they're spending for the kids, they're buying for the household. But yeah, females 12 to 17, not generally an audience that watches football, that watches the NFL, and that's not sexist, it's just reality. Young girls 12 to 17 do not watch the NFL unless they're watching with a parent or, you know, they've kind of been born into it. But for the most part, that is not an age or the gender that's watching NFL games. I know because I've got two nieces. Many of you have daughters. That's not really what they do on Sunday afternoons. So 12 to 17, 18 to 34, 18 to 49. And it was the highest rated NFL game of the week. I'm not sure that's real hard to do, but that would be attributed to Taylor. Do you think that those 12 to 17 year old young girls have now decided, I love football? That's the age range I was when I fell in love with football. I was 13 when I first discovered football and decided it was the most exciting thing I'd ever seen on TV. I'm not kidding. I'm being completely honest.
I think they're going to all say that they love the Chiefs now, at least. Like, we saw, like, Travis Kelce's jerseys are spiking. I think all Chiefs gear is about to be fly off the shelves.
I wonder, it is now. I wonder how many of them even knew how to pronounce his name. Kelce. Do you think Kelce, he was called Travis
Kelce? I'm sure. A couple of 100,000 times.
Most watched NFL broadcast of the week on any network, 24 plus million viewers, but also the game ranked first among those three age ranges with girls and young women. And after Jarrett Payton, Walter Payton's son, caught the video, I mean, he said right place, right time. He wasn't planted. It's not like he was planted there trying to look for Travis Kelce. No, he's a credentialed member of the media or a member of the NFL family. And so he was just standing there in the tunnel and the two of them walked by and he has the presence of mind to tape it. Can you imagine? He sees them coming, he tapes it. And now that video has gone viral. It's been seen by hundreds of millions of people. It's been used everywhere. And it came off the phone of Jarrett Payton. How weird, right?
You think Travis is happy about that?
Oh, you get to sport that blue and white suit. I think so.
Yeah, I mean, the suit, everyone got to see his suit.
It looks like clouds. You know how much I love clouds.
It does. But
why would he not be, though?
I don't know. I feel like his face looked a little ticked off when he was passing by. Kind of like a, really? You had to take this
video?
Maybe
because it was someone who was shooting it in the tunnel in his own stadium.
Yeah.
Right? And so you kind of expect that in the tunnel, there are not going to be as many people who are taking videos. But these days, media have access. I mean, when I went to the Green Bay Packers game last year, it was when they were honoring it was old timers. They were honoring old timers at the half. And remember, Leroy Butler had just earned his Hall of Fame jacket. And I went down with a member of the Packers PR staff to find him. And so there I am in the tunnel while all these old timers are lining up looking for Leroy Butler. There weren't as many media people, but there were plenty. I mean, I stood there in the, you know, underneath the bowels. I stood in the bowels of the stadium and then walked out the tunnel onto the field. And so I'm a member of the media and I was in there. There aren't as many, but there certainly are some, but I wonder if he was ticked off because he thought maybe he'd get out of there without someone taking a photo or a video. I honestly haven't seen another photo anywhere else. No. I've only seen Jarrett's video. So because he's a special guest of the NFL wherever he goes, I wonder if Travis thought maybe he was going to get out without a video or a photo.
I did see another video of, you know how this rumor, or like, I don't know if it's true or not, how Taylor, when she's at her concerts, she gets transported from like one place to the other in like what are those things called? Like
a basket?
No, there's a specific name for a trunk.
Oh.
Like a trunk.
Trunk.
Yeah. So
I don't think I've watched any of this.
There's like a rolling trunk that apparently has all of her, you know, wardrobe and stuff, but her in there. So people don't think, people, you know, there's like, oh, look at that, whatever, walking by. But she's in there. That's how she gets from place to place.
Oh, it's a wardrobe. It's a wardrobe, yeah.
Right. So there was the Taylor Swift's wardrobe was seen being transported near the Chiefs, you know, locker room tunnel area.
No way.
And people were saying, did Taylor Swift do the classic wardrobe trick where she went from the press box down to the Chiefs locker room inside her thing?
See, interesting, though, because I didn't hear any of the Chiefs postgame mention that she was in the locker room.
Well, I guess to where she met Travis.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Down to the entrance of the locker room. Right. Yeah. I don't know. Even if you're Travis Swift, whoopsie. Even if you're Taylor Swift, I can't imagine Andy Reid's like, come on in.
No, not yet.
No, not yet. I mean, not even wives and girlfriends are allowed in their postgame. Yeah, but
I guess just the tunnel entrance I meant, gotcha. Wherever she met him.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, you saw that in a photo?
A video. People, there's a whole crowd like gathered, and everyone was like taking photos. Was like, "Is that her? Is that her? It's her! It's her! I know it's her!" Okay. But we never know.
Oh my gosh! I am so glad I'm not even remotely that well known or famous. I would never want to be Taylor Swift famous ever. That sounds
miserable. She couldn't even walk down the stairs at Arrowhead Stadium.
She can't even go to her friend's rehearsal dinner for a wedding.
Terrible.
Yeah, no. To have to hide in a wardrobe to go from the suite level down to
the bathroom anywhere.
And could you imagine the wardrobe's like coasting into the bathroom?
I have to go.
Time for a wardrobe change. Gotta go. Or maybe there's a bathroom in there. You never know. There might be a potty in there.
Pull out sofa.
Do they have to block out the entire bathroom for her to go?
I would guess. Right? Wow. If she's in there, I'm not letting anyone else in there if I'm her security.
That sucks. That sucks. No way. I don't care. No amount of money or fame. Now, she does love what she does, and she really enjoys performing in her fans, and I'm glad that she's it seems as though she's happy. But, yeah, that kind of fame comes with its own level of problems. And it's hard to know if any relationship is actually authentic. That's the other thing, and I've dealt with that on a much, much less grandiose scale, where I've kind of wondered. I mean, I've had people who've bet their guy friends that they couldn't get a date with me. And so you have to be very careful and suspicious of people who are interested in you. So I can't even imagine what it's like for her or for Travis Kelce, for that matter. I mean, he's rich too, and he's a famous football player. So be a lot of hangers on just looking for a piece of that.
Yeah. Any independence he used to have, even with his fame, that's gone now.
Until they break up, and then all of a sudden he becomes the object of derision. Oh, probably, dear. Well, are they officially together, though? We don't actually know that.
The next album's going to be called Jabroni.
Jabroni. Shut your mouth, you jabroni. All right. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, because it is the Hump Show, to our Twitter, After Hours CBS, or to our Facebook page. If you're looking for all your wedding questions answered, YouTube is the place to go. Part one of Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle is, in fact, posted to YouTube, and I know many of you have found it already. We will have part two before the week is done. Producer Jay's been working on that. He's been editing. And so like it, please like the video and subscribe to our YouTube channel, because it makes Jay extremely happy. Extremely. He's smiling right now behind the double pane glass. You can't see it, but I can see it. So I know how happy it makes him. That happy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll get to some more baseball before the hour is up.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
And Patrick in Wisconsin up next here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and
Stop
the flashback
it.
Starts. I'm standing there.
She's a tremendous, she's a pop star. She's a tremendous singer, tremendous at everything she does. And I haven't got to meet her, but I mean, I guess if she ends up being with Travis, then I'll probably get to meet her at some point. So it seems like a good person. So hopefully I get to meet her one day.
You know what? I've met her before. Adam, I set him up. I just leave you with it.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl again, I feel like we're going to need a Taylor Swift montage of music, if that's still a thing. I mean, we're talking months down the road, so it may not be. But you know Swifties will claim credit if, in fact, the Chiefs end up winning the Super Bowl, or if Travis Kelce has, I don't know, another Pro Bowl or All-Pro season. I am not a huge Swiftie. I think she's very talented. And I love that she is a media conglomeration all by herself. She is one hell of a marketing tool, one hell of a marketing genius, actually. The way that she markets herself, I'm sure she's got people around her, but the way that she connects with fans obviously makes them extremely loyal. She's very personable, at least that's how she comes across, whether or not that's actually the case. It could be an illusion, but she makes it feel that way. And she's extremely talented, right? So her shows all over the world are making money hand over fist, and tickets, they sell out the second after they're put on sale. So she's very impressive. She's a juggernaut. She's like the NFL of the entertainment world, to be fair. I do like her music that goes back to when she was still country. Remember when she was country? And then right after she made the transition to pop. It's kind of interesting now to listen to some of the older music, which is kind of the theme of her Eras tour, because there's music from all these different eras and iterations of Taylor Swift. So she's grown with her music and the music has grown with her. So very impressive what she's done. I don't understand the hero worship. That's the part, I guess, because I'm not a 12 to 17 year old female, but
I don't know, but I'll be the first one to admit, and I say this realizing what it sounds like. I couldn't tell you one song by Taylor Swift, and if I heard one, I don't know if I would.
Yeah,
know if I would know it.
You would.
Everybody
know it.
Says that. I honestly don't know if I would. And that's not to say that it's bad.
No,
it's just not my thing, and I've never looked
what
for
it. What if your daughter gets into Taylor Swift music?
Then I'll know what it is. You know, I could tell you with it what Encanto is, because I hear that 100 times
your
a day.
Your wife, no?
No.
No? All right.
So, no. I mean, does she listen to it when I'm not around? Like, if she's in the car by herself? Maybe. What do I know? I'm not there.
I actually decided that I was going to do a Taylor Swift Spotify playlist, because there's so much of her music that I haven't listened to lately, just because it's not been really on my radar. But now I'm like, huh, maybe I'll check it out and see if I can put together a Spotify playlist for my next half marathon.
Becoming a Swiftie.
Nah, not quite that far. Let's talk to Patrick, who's in Wisconsin. Patrick, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, my gosh, Amy. You're cracking me up right now.
All right, that's good.
And I'm sorry. I called about the Dobbs thing.
Okay.
But I just have to say about the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing here. Did you watch Travis Kelce's dating show?
His dating show?
Catching Kelce?
No, I don't think I saw. I think I missed Catching Kelce.
Oh, my God. Okay. In a nutshell, it boils down to two final. Picture the Bachelor for Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Okay. It boils down to two contestants. Okay. And one of them is this wholesome, sweet, beautiful Midwestern girl. And one of them is like Bad Baby. And in the end, he chooses Bad Baby. Okay. Taylor Swift is not her. So
what happened? Was this real? I'm going to have to Google this.
This is absolutely real. You need to Google it. And you need to watch every single episode.
Oh.
It's insane. Okay? That, for one thing, makes me fully believe this is a total illusion.
Oh. Huh.
And by the way, when Taylor Swift gets rained on stage, that is 100% manufactured. She literally spells out words in the rain.
Okay. But there are some concerts where she can't control the weather. I mean, like the concert at Gillette Stadium, she can't control the weather.
Right. But they literally make it rain on the stage and spell out words in the rain.
That's all right. It's okay. However she can do it, I think it's impressive. Maya Benberry. Maya Benberry was the woman who he picked on his own dating reality show on E! This goes back to 2016, before he was super famous, called Chasing Kelsey.
Kelsey. But who was the girl that he turned down? Because she was the most Taylor Swift-like girl on the entire game show.
I don't know, but he was apparently accused of cheating by this ex-girlfriend in 2017. That's the one he met on the show.
Yeah.
Watch out, Taylor Swift, but also watch out, Travis Kelce, if the Swifties get a hold of you. Uh-oh.
I've never met Travis Kelce, and I've never met Maya, what's her name, but I can tell you straight up, that show made me lose any respect I had for the man.
Oh, nice. Apparently his ex, Maya, is now warning Taylor Swift to steer clear.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, not surprised. Okay.
Wow.
Because I chose the wholesome Midwestern girl.
Interesting.
All right? Okay. Second of all, the Dobbs thing, all right? I have to say, I appreciate the guy stepping into a role that's bigger than he ever probably imagined. All right? He goes on to the store and can't find his jersey. He's probably upset, right?
I think he was taking it all in stride.
Sure. But I sure as heck hope he knows that the Arizona Cardinals are not just the people on the field, right? It's every single person in the organization that makes the Cardinals happen. And somebody probably made a mistake. And I sure as heck hope that that guy ran it up the flagpole before he went to TikTok or Instagram or whatever to voice his opinion about not being included in the team store, because that's throwing your team under the bus, and that's exactly exhibiting poor leadership as someone who's stepping into an opportunity to be a leader.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that wasn't even Josh Dobbs' idea, Patrick. I would be willing to bet that it was the idea of someone with the Arizona Cardinals to put it on Instagram or that may actually have realized that Dobbs' jersey was not available, and they put Josh up to it to go into the store. There's no reason he would be in the store looking for his own jersey. NFL players don't do that. They don't buy their own jerseys, right? So, and if they wanted to, all they do is say to a team employee, hey, can you grab a jersey for, you know, my neighbor's son wants a jersey. They don't go into the store themselves. So I would bet it was... it was a bit of a shtick that was developed by somebody else.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
And it wasn't some intern who's now sitting at home feeling like crap that get Josh Dobbs' jersey uploaded to the team site in time or something.
It's funny. I think it's funny. The whole thing is cute. The fact that he's a relative unknown even in his own organization. That part's funny.
True.
Yeah, cool. All right, Patrick, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for weighing in on the whole catching Kelsey or chasing Kelsey. Or you have your own reality dating show on E! Interesting. I wonder what Taylor thinks of that.
This is horrible.
Oh, this is good stuff. No, it's just good stuff. I don't... Wait, why? Why are you making that noise? Are you over it already?
I was over before it started.
But it's funny. Really funny that the NFL is as big and as bad as the NFL is. The NFL's now come in contact with Taylor Swift and all of a sudden is acting like a puppy dog. Did you see the NFL's Twitter header? It's a photo of Taylor next to Kelsey's mom, screaming with her mouth open in Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. Mm-hmm. There are people in New York who all they can talk about is whether or not Taylor Swift will be showing up at MetLife Stadium this weekend for the game between the Jets and the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Forget Zach Wilson. Forget Aaron Rodgers. He is yesterday's news. If Taylor Swift is at MetLife Stadium, people are saying at least the game will be worth watching because of Taylor Swift.
I mean, think about that for a second.
Seriously. The NFL has finally run into something bigger than it is.
Yeah, and what do? They're making sure that they latch on to it.
So that's what I said.
I know.
I said that last night.
They're real good at that.
Yep, the NFL is trying to get any bump they can from the Taylor Swift phenomenon.
And so's Kelsey.
So, oh, you think that's the case?
I mean, does it hurt him in any way? How much did his jersey sale go up? How much is
400%?
How much
like
has his exposure gone up? Now people actually know who Travis Kelce is compared to just the football fan. Oh yeah, it changes everything.
Well, he hosted Saturday Night Live.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter because it's still a football player. And as much as we know, it's a talented Hall of Fame tight end. I mean, let's be fair. It's a
He's
talented
turning himself into
Hall
a cultural
of Fame
phenomenon.
Tight end.
Okay.
We've seen that before. I'm pretty sure Tony Gonzalez is not somebody that is spotted everywhere he goes and everybody knows who he is. Not unless you're a football fan. Now Travis Kelce is entering a different stratosphere. It does not hurt him in any way.
That's true. By the way, I have to apologize. A mea culpa to the NFL. Taylor is no longer their header, no longer their Twitter bio. Now it's BRB heading to London because this Sunday is the first round of London games. And the photo now is Atlanta and Jacksonville, right? So it's,
you know what
the it's actually, I think it's Bijan Robinson and Trevor Lawrence who were in their header. So bye, Taylor.
You know what the header should be?
What?
Scrooge McDuck. Swim through the gold is what it should be. That's what the NFL is. Because that's all they care about. They care about nothing else.
Okay. Marco's not into it, clearly. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Send your questions for Ask Amy, which is about an hour from now. Also, vote for TD of the Week. You have an hour left to go there. You've got access to our newest video on YouTube, Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle. Oh, my goodness. Okay, baseball, because there's a reason why Seiya Suzuki is trending, and it's not the reason anyone wants to be trending. Not even Taylor Swift. I couldn't.
You are listening to the After Hour.
What's up, everybody? I'm Danny Parkins, based out of Chicago. This is my buddy Andrew Filippone. He's based out of Pittsburgh. You really got to check out our podcast, First and Pod.
Twice a week, we're going to break down the NFL after Thursday Night Football and Sunday Night Football. It's every team. It's every game. It's all 32 teams. We give you a complete picture, and we get into it. We don't kiss each other's fannies on this show.
New episodes of First and Pod available when you wake up every Monday and Friday morning throughout the football season in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcast.
Swinging a line drive right field. That is going to be in there. It bounces past Acuna. It goes all the way to the wall. Two runs are going to score. Suzuki on his way to third. It's a triple. Cubs lead 4-0. It skipped all the way out to the wall. Good speed by Horner. And Bellinger, they scored standing up. Two-run triple, Suzuki, Cubs lead 4-0.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It looked as though the Cubs were headed for an easy-peasy night at the office, but it was all about to change. Pat Hughes on Cubs Radio, they're up 6-0. In Atlanta, in the sixth inning, but you know the Atlanta Braves can generate a lot of offense very quickly. They put three runs on the board in the sixth, and then Ronald Acuna to the rescue. Did I say Acuna? Ronald Acuna to the rescue in the seventh.
1-2 pitch on the way. There's a fly ball to deep right field. Going back to the wall, Suzuki. Ronald into attack mode. It's a two-run homer. And the Braves make them pay for that walk. You're looking for trouble. You came to the right place. And it is a one-run ball game here in the bottom of the seventh.
That's Ben Ingram on Braves Radio. So still trailing, but the reason Suzuki is trending on Twitter and trending just generally in the sports world is not because that ball went over his head. Not that ball. No, there was another Seiya Suzuki moment later in this game, one that you will see and hear talked about for most of Wednesday.
And a 3-2. Swung on a fly ball out towards right center field. Suzuki over to his right with room. He dropped it! He dropped the ball! Two-run score! Oh, my! He was right there, and Suzuki lost it. What a break for the Braves, and they have the lead.
Big crowd making a lot of noise. The 3-2 pitch from Smiley. A swing and a fly ball, right center field, playable. Suzuki drops the ball. Two-run score. Atlanta takes the lead. Suzuki lost it in the lights, I believe. He reached for it and missed it. Both runners score. The Braves take a 7-6 lead.
It's a routine fly ball to right center. Suzuki goes over to catch it. And he's calling it, and he's trying to wave off Bellinger. And he just never catches the ball. And it drops and drives in two.
Oh, painful, especially when the Cubs were trying to keep their hopes alive for the NL Central. They do not do that. But it's not all on Suzuki. I get it. That error cost the Cubs two runs, allowed the Braves to take the lead, but they had a 6-0 lead and they blew it. So that's not on Suzuki. He's part of the reason they had the 6-0 lead. But you hear both the Braves and Cubs radio versions, and manager David Ross, he's not buying that this is on Seiya.
Seiya been carrying us, I mean, for over a month and a half. Offensively, like, he's put us on our back. A lot of guys been scuffling. He's been the guy swinging the bat the best. So we're not gonna highlight one mistake. You know, we've got to, there's other areas we could have scored more runs. You guys in third, less than two outs. There's a lot of, we could have made some pitches earlier in the game.
Just a mistake.
Did you lose it in the light?
Yes, that did contribute to, you know, that play happening. But, you know, ever since I was playing in Japan, you do have to take that into consideration whenever you go out there in right field. So, you know, if I do say that, then that's an excuse, so I'm not going to say that.
That's Seiya Suzuki's remarks via a translator, but he talks about the fact that for me to point to the lights would be to make an excuse, and I'm not going to do that. It's an error. It's a painful one, but not the reason why the Cubs lost the game and not the reason why the Cubs are not the NL Central champions. In fact, by that Braves rally, Milwaukee ends up winning the NL Central. Before we move on, I just have to say I appreciate the empathy and the kindness from Kevin Pillar of the Braves.
It's obviously unfortunate for the player, the team over there. You hate to see that happen. It's a lonely feeling being on the other end of that.
How about that? Every baseball player can obviously understand and feel what Seiya is feeling. And so I do appreciate that someone from the other team who benefits with that error. And Brian Snitker even said, well, we'll take it. And you just kind of take whatever comes. That's baseball. But yeah, for Kevin to be so kind, I think is notable. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, and does give Milwaukee the NL Central title. And so the Cubs are still alive, obviously. We're not talking about the Cubs being buried or anything. But Craig Counsell talking to Bally Sports Wisconsin. Even after a loss to St. Louis, there's a big smile.
That part never stopped, man. I mean, you talk about guys like Colin Ray and Julio Teheran, Andrew Monasterio, like really unexpected. And they helped us so much through this thing. And then as we got going in end of August and September, man, it was pretty special with just contributions from everybody. The big guys, you know, the role players, very meaningful.
You can hear the celebration going on behind him. So even though the Brewers end up losing to the St. Louis Cardinals, by the way, Adam Wainwright is done. Not sure if you saw that news, but his last pitch was the final pitch he threw in the seventh inning of his 200th career win. So he will not pitch again. He's done now. We've seen the last of Adam Wainwright, unless he somehow decides to be a pinch hitter, or they use him as a pinch hitter, which is funny. But the picture is coming together in the National League wildcard race. The Phillies clinch the top spot. The Diamondbacks and the Cubs right now are the other two wild cards, with the Marlins, the Reds, the Padres still alive. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You did it, along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization, too. Now, let's keep it up.
Keep it up!
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up!
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.